This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. I'm Adam Blue reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. On a night where their AL East rivals bolstered their bullpen, the Boston Red Sox did the inconceivable. They lost to the lowly Baltimore Orioles. The O's turned a one-run deficit into a four-run lead between the fifth and sixth innings, as both Drew Pomerantz and Joe Kelly were ineffective, which allowed Baltimore to defeat the Red Sox 7-6 for just their second victory in 12 meetings so far this season. Pomerantz, who was making his first start since May 31st after being sidelined with left bicep tendonitis, gave up two-run homers to Jonathan Scope in the third and Tim Beckham in the fifth, with each dinger giving the O's a one-run lead. Kelly was pitiful in relief in the sixth, walking two batters and giving up two hits while being charged with three runs. Kelly has allowed 18 earned runs in his last 15 and a third innings, ballooning his ERA from 1.73 on May 29th to 4.79 after Tuesday's loss. The Sox did their best to mount a late comeback in the pouring rain at Camden Yards, as J.D. Martinez launched his second home run of the game and regained the MLB lead with his 31st homer of the year in the eighth to make it 7-5. Boston added a run in the ninth on two infield singles by Jackie Bradley Jr. and Rafael Devers, and had two runners on with one out before Mookie Betts sharply grounded into a game-ending double play. The O's had to lock down the victory, which is just their 29th of the season, without the services of closer Zach Britton, who was reportedly traded to the New York Yankees during the game. Baltimore will receive three prospects from the Yankees, including pitcher Dylan Tate, who was the fourth overall pick in the 2015 MLB draft. The Red Sox were rumored to be in on Britton, along with recently traded relievers Brad Hand and Jeurys Familia, but seemingly lacked the prospects needed to make a big addition to their bullpen. Fortunately for the listeners, you don't need prospects to pick up big-time relievers in fantasy baseball, and you can draft them daily on the Draft app. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Did you forget that you had a season-long league? Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part, play for cold hard cash and get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft from everyone. Join me on Draft today, just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on Draft.com. And for a limited time, all Red Sox newsfeed listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code REDSOXBEAT. That's right, play a real money game for free just by using the promo code REDSOXBEAT when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to Draft.com and enter the promo code REDSOXBEAT. Along with Martinez's two bombs, Blake Swihart and Mookie Betts each hit homers for Boston, with the two sluggers going back-to-back with the Jacks in the top of the fifth inning. For Betts, it was his 24th homer of the season, while Swihart notched his first dinger since going deep twice in a 10-4 win over the Yankees on September 30th, 2015. In some breaking news, the Red Sox did make a move to their pitching staff on Wednesday morning, acquiring Nathan Eovaldi from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for pitcher Jalen Beeks. Eovaldi was slated to start against the Yankees on Wednesday afternoon, but instead will head to Boston to take a physical. The righty is 3-4 with a 4.26 ERA and 10 starts with Tampa this year, but has the third best whip in the AL since his season debut on May 30th. He was 23-11 in two seasons with the Bronx Bombers, posting a 14-3 record in 2015. Eovaldi has been a starter for most of his career and could be immediately added to the rotation after Pomerantz's ugly start on Tuesday night. Beeks made two appearances for the Red Sox this season, going 0-1 with a lofty 12.79 ERA as he gave up 9 runs on 11 hits in just 6 1/3 innings of work. Boston will look to win yet another series on Wednesday night as David Price seeks win number 12 against Dylan Bundy. Price enters the game at 11-6 with a 4.17 ERA and is looking for his third straight win. Price has made one start this season against the O's, tossing his only complete game of the year on May 17th, with Manny Machado's two-run homer in the ninth preventing the Southpaw from a shutout victory at Fenway Park. Bundy is 6-9 with a 4.57 ERA and has allowed 5 earned runs in each of his last 3 starts. He is 0-2 in 3 starts versus Boston this season, but did toss 8 scoreless innings on June 11th in a 2-0 loss to the Red Sox. Be sure to check back here on Thursday at noon for a look at Wednesday's series finale with the O's, along with a preview of the opener of a 4-game set with the Twins. You can stay up to date with all of our Sox content by subscribing to the Red Sox news feed on iTunes and Stitcher, by following our Twitter account at RedSoxCLNS, and by checking our website at clnsmedia.com. This has been Adam Blue for CLNS.